Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Sechah Shemitah V'Yev in the Sebez Ram. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding the sanctity of the Shemitah produce. As Rambam opens up Halacha Alpha, the general rule. Perek Shviyis, the produce of the Shemitah year, Nitnu is given, Achila, for eating, B'lashtiya, for drinking, B'lasicha, and for anointing, because the Pasuk says, V'Hoyitza Shabbos Arts Lachem La'ocha, like we mentioned in the previous Perek. So it says for eating, and anointing is part of drinking, and drinking is part of eating, as Rambam says in the 11th Perek in Hechas Shumas. Now, so too, uladlakas haner, also for lighting a candle, palitzvi, and for dying, which, because mepiash mu'lamdu, from the tradition, it was taught, when it says in the pasuk of tia kol tibuas lechel, the word tia tells you, afladlakas ner, palitzvi, but seva, also for lighting a candle, and for using it as dye. As Rama explains, halacha beis regarding the first primary of eating, drinking, and anointing. So, lechil v'shtia ketzad, how do we qualify what's considered eating and drinking? So, lechel dabesh adarcha lechel, it's to eat something that's normally eaten. Velishtis dabesh adarcha lishtis, and to drink something that a person normally drinks. Kedin truma, maisa sheni, which that has the same halachic status like truma and maisa sheni, which have the same classification in how you eat or drink something. Now, halacha gimel, v'leishana peis min b'riyasin. Now, one should not change and deviate a produce from its natural state. Just like you're not supposed to change it in the halachas of truma, maisa sheni. Now, davar shadach lechel chai, something that's normally eaten raw, lo yichlein mabushin, it's supposed to eat it cooked. But davar shadach lechel mabushin, it's normally eaten cooked, ein ochel nosel chai, you don't eat it raw. Lefikach, therefore, ein shalken ochle behem, you don't cook animal food. And the ein matapa lechel tavshel, neither do you have to be engaged and busy to eat a cooked dish. Shenifse, they got ruined, vapasra upshor, or bread that got moldy. Kedach shein ochel b'chumam meiser, just so you don't have to eat it in that way of chumam meiser, because it's not the normal way, then you have no more responsibility for that. Just so too in the laws of Shemitah. Halacha dal, v'im avashlan yarek shal shviyas b'shem ha-truma. Now, we don't cook a vegetable from the Shemitah year in the oil of truma. Shalo yivien al debsul, because we don't want to bring the Shemitah produce to become invalidated. In other words, if the cooked dish can become tamei, so you have to burn the truma like truma tamei, and then you have to burn also the oil, so you're going to come out, you're going to cause a loss for the payers of shviyas. Now, v'mbishal ma'at v'achol niyah, but if you cook a little bit and you eat it right away, then mutan is permitted because sharei loy nichin k'dei lo b'dei p'sul, you didn't leave it that it could become to be invalidated. But large quantity, one's not supposed to do that, again, because you're going to bring it l'dei p'sul. Halacha, hey, peris ha-miyuchad m'l'maychal adam. Produce that's designated for human consumption. E'machil nesel b'heim al-chai b'l'efes. You don't feed it to domestic or wild animals or to birds. Now, holcha b'heim me'leha. But if an animal went on its own, l'tachas et'ainer to beneath a fig tree v'achol and ate it, we don't obligate him to bring it back. Like it says in the pasuk, and for your domestic animal, to your wild animal that's in your land, will be all your produce to eat. In other words, they could eat it, but one is not supposed to feed it to an animal. What's the case of anointing that's permitted in the Shemitah here? It's lasach, davar shadarcha lasach. It's to anoint somebody that normally one anoints. But lo yosach yain l'chaim, a person should not anoint himself with oil, with wine or vinegar, because that's not the norm. Avasachu es Hashem, but he definitely can anoint with oil, which is the norm. So to believe fatim es Hashem, and the person should not compound the oil, which is that you put into the oil the roots of spices, which removes it from the category of what you could eat and makes it into an anointing oil. So you're not allowed to do that because you can't ruin it from its state of eating. And the person should neither anoint in the bathhouse because that's disgraceful for the Shemitah produce. But you could anoint yourself on the outside and come in because once it gets absorbed in the body, so it's not considered disgraceful anymore for the Shemitah produce. Regarding this oil of the Shemitah year, you cannot use it to close up and harden the cracks in the oven wall because, again, it was only given for the anointing of a person. Neither can you anoint the leather shoes and the sandals. And neither could you anoint it with tamei hands, meaning regular hands without washing one's hands first. It's considered like a secondary level of tumma, where when it touches a liquid, it's going to make it a regional tumma. So it comes out, you're diminishing the ability to consume the oil for those who eat in the state of tara. Now, nafala basari, if it falls on his flesh, then you could already rub it in with tummy hands. And the reason for that is because it already become deconsecrated, or it became a chul when it landed on his body. Now, you cannot anoint his foot when it's in the shoe, because it might spill from the oil on the shoe. It comes out that you were ruining the produce of the Shemitah. But you could anoint the foot and then put on the shoe. So to himself, gufa, he could anoint his body. And then he could roll himself on the mat. But again, it cannot be done on the mat itself. Halacha ches. Now the Rambam continues regarding that which we had added on of lighting or for dyeing, and also regarding laundering and for medicinal purposes. So halachas nekeitza, what's the that we said is permitted also to be used for lighting a candle? Shemalikas aner, one could light a candle b'shemen shviyas asmei, with the oil of the Shemitah oil itself. But mecharei b'lokach b'shemen achav, let's say he sells that oil, and he purchases other oils. Or let's say he swaps, he barters oil for oil. Shnei masrum adlakan, now both can be fitted to use for lighting. And the reason is, shem adlikim and mei shviyas, because now each one is considered what was purchased with the produce of Shemitah. It's a secondary element, because only with the primary oil of Shemitah is it permitted to light, because that's what its purpose is for lighting. But other types of foods of the Shemitah, you're forbidden to light. Now, the Shemitah monies, they don't have the sanctity specifically of that of oil. It has Kedusha Shviyas unspecified, which Kedusha Shviyas unspecified includes other things which you're not allowed to use for lighting, therefore this Demei Shviyas cannot be used. So to believe in Hashem L'techem Adurin, I'll put the oil of the Shemitah year into a bonfire, because it's not the norm to use oil as fueling a bonfire, and therefore it's considered as what's called Shaloi Kedarka, which we said you cannot use. Elam Adlik B'ner, rather you can only use it for lighting in a lamp. Halacha test, litzvi ketzad. What's the halacha of using it for dyeing? So dvam shedarkam litzvay bam, regarding things that it's normal to dye with them, although they are human foods, tzayvim mem l'adam, you could use to dye for the purposes of a human being. You're not used to dye for an animal from the produce of the Shemitah. Even if it's animal food, because the sanctity of the Shemitah does not take effect on the dyes for an animal. Because when the halacha, the mepiyah shmua, that the Shemitah produce can be used for dyeing, as we said in Lachav, was only said regarding dyeing for humans and not for animals, because although they're regarding the Shemitah sanctity was even on animal food, but still, regarding tzaviya, it's only for an adam. Halacha yod mini kevusim, regarding certain types of detergents, which are used for laundering and are not fit for eating, kugin bayris of ahol, which are certain types of organic growths, Kedusha Shviyas Chal Aleihem, so the sanctity of Shemitah takes effect on them. And you can use it for laundering. Shemitah says in the Pasuk, V'hisa Shabbos Oros Lachem, that the resting of the land should be for you, min l'chol tzachechem, means for all your needs. Now, that's regarding detergents. Aval Eim Echadzim B'peirish Shviyas, but you cannot launder with produce of the Shemitah year. And so to V'hinois Memelugma, you cannot use it for medicinal purposes. Shemitah says in the Pasuk, V'hisa Shabbos Oros Lachem L'achlo, the resting of the land should be for you for eating. Where? Since the other things, the detergents, they're not able to be eaten. So then lochem means l'chol tzachechem. But here where it could be l'achle, but for eating, then it's v'loy melugma, it's not for therapeutic reasons. V'loy l'zil, not to spray it on the ground to give a good smell. V'loy l'oki, not to vomit. V'loy l'mishra, and not to soak the flax. V'loy l'chvis, not for laundering. Because lochem has to be similar to l'achle, which is only when it's happening, the benefit and the liquidation of the item is happening at the same time, versus soaking and laundering. Although that is a pleasure, but it's only happening after you already ruined the Shemitah item, and therefore that's not going to qualify for lechem la'achla. Lachin alf, kol gadol amr b'peir shviyas. Says the Rambam, a big rule they said regarding the Shemitah produce. Kol shum yuchad la'maychal adam, whatever is designated for human consumption, chitim, for example, wheat, and te'enim, and figs, vandavim, and grapes, pekizim, and things like that. So that you can't use it for medicinal purposes or for a bandage or things like that. And even for a person, because says in the puzzle, for you to eat, which it's whatever is designated for you should be for eating, not for medicinal purposes like we said in the previous halacha. Now, whatever is not designated for human consumption, like thorns with adar and harakim and the soft brambles. So that you could make for healing, for therapy for a person, but not for an animal, because the Pasuk says, for an animal it's lechel, and not to do for medicinal purposes. Now, whatever is not designated, not for human consumption, and not for animal consumption, like za'atar, va'izav, and oregano, va'akornas, and running time, so that depends already on the person's thoughts, and that is, if he thinks he wants to use it as wood, so Harei Keitzim is going to have the halacha as wood, and therefore does not have the halacha of Shemitah sanctity, which is only on Paris. L'achila, if he has a mind that he wants to use it for human consumption, Harei Keitzim has a halacha like Paris, and it's got the Shemitah sanctity. Let's say L'machal Adam, L'machal Behema, let's say he has a mind he wants to use it for animal food and for human food. So we give it the stringencies of human food, which is Shein Ois Mem Lugma, as we said before, that you cannot use it for medicinal purposes. We also give it the stringency of animal food, Shein Shalgan, as you cannot cook it, and you have to leave it
as it is.
Now, Halacha Beis Rambam continues regarding the utility of selling Shemitah produce. So, Mutar Limkar, it's permitted to sell a little bit at a time of Achli Adam, Achli Behema, of the human food and the animal food, V'likach Behem Achli Adam, to use it and buy from that human food. Aval ein moichin achal behema, but you cannot sell the animal food. Likach bem achal behema acheres, to buy other animal food. And the reason for that is because, as we said in the prior halacha, the monetary value of the peiros hashviyos does not get specifically that status of the thing that you sold. Rather, gets the generic kedusha shviyos, which has the limitations of meichel adam. So even if it was meichel behema that you sold, you cannot use it to buy some other meichel behema. Vein tzarich l'min, you don't have to say she'ei meichel achli adam, for sure you're not sell the human food, likach behem achli behema, to buy animal food. Now, v'im lakach behen, but if a servant did buy, ayhech behen, or did trade, achli adam achli behema, human food for animal food, harim ka'achli adam, you're going to have to treat it like human food, and which is she'ei nois mehem alugum l'adam, that you cannot use it for therapy for a person. Halachah Yud Gimel, Peir Shviyas, regarding the Shemitah produce, Ima Tin Nois Mo Arts L'Chutz Laretz, and I'll take it from Eretz Yisrael to out to Chutz Laretz. Now, from the story, Ima to Surya, which is not totally like Chutz Laretz, and Ve Mechil Nois Mo, and now that I feed it, Loi L'Goy, not to a Gentile, because the Pasuk says, Lachem L'Acha, for you enough, for others, not for Gentiles, and Loi L'Sachar, neither allowed to give it to your day laborer, because that looks like as if you're paying from what you owe him from the Shemitah produce. Now, the Mohi is Schir Shabbos, but if let's say he was a hired hand for a whole Shemitah cycle, a Schir Shana, or hired for the year, a Schir Chaydash, or hired for the month, or he had that he set up that he has to feed him, then that really counts basically, then he's like a family member, Machilna said, then you're allowed to feed him from the Shemitah produce. So to Machilna Esach Sanya, so to allow to feed from the soldiers of the king who would live in the house of the Jews with the Jews, you're allowed to feed them from Peir Shvias from the Shemitah produce. In Bezdin, Paiskan Le'isha Peir Shviyas. The courts do not rule that the woman should get from the Shemitah produce for the sustenance that the husband is obligated when the husband is not here. So that's like as if paying up his debt from the Shemitah produce, which is forbidden. But she could get fed on her own from her husband's estate because that's not like paying anything, that's like happening by itself where she's just getting fed. Halakha Tezvav, Rambam tells us regarding the time of eating the Shemitah produce. So, ein oisvin peir shviyas, we don't gather the Shemitah produce kashim baiser, when they're still unripe. Shemaka says the pasuk, techles tvuasa, you should eat its produce, now ein nechela sacha tiasa tvu, you cannot eat it until it becomes tvuah, which is when it reaches the time of oinus amaisus, as Ram says later on, which is the norm of when it's eaten. Aval eichem en ma'at basada kashim pagan, but you could eat a little bit from them in the fields when they're still unripe, kaderech sho'eichel b'shashan eshvu, like you eat in all of the other years. And but it shouldn't gather to eat in your house until it reaches the time of when you could already start taking mice from that, because then it already gets the title of tevua. Now, Allah designed, from when could you at least start eating the produce of the tree in the field in the Shemitah? In other words, from them, that it's normal in other years that you would start eating from the fruits of a tree. So it's hapagin shal te'enim. So regarding the unripe figs, it's mishiyazrihu, is when they start having a shine. So then it's ready, oichel men pita besada, you could eat, he could eat with them his bread in the fields, and mechein kol yezben, anything similar like that. Habayis, regarding the unripe grapes, mishiyazimayim, once it starts producing a little bit of liquid, of sap, oichel besada, you could eat in the field, again, mechein kol yezben, by an old thing similar to that. Regarding hazesim, regarding olives, mishachnisu sa shal zesim, when a saw of olives could produce a revius shemen, a revius of leg of oil, then you could crush those olives of oichel basada and you could eat them in the fields. The reason why I'm talking about eating is because at that stage it's not yet fit to use for anointing. Now, hechnisu chatzi leg, which is more, let's say you could produce a half of a leg, then kaisesh, then you could crush them basach basada and you could use them for anointing in the fields. Now, hechnisu shlish, let's say the olives are ready. Produced a third, meaning a third of the third, meaning which 1/9 of what it would do when it's finished, which is the third. Then mutal hachnas labeisai. Then you allow to bring it home. Sharegil in samaisus, because once it's already a third, then it's already the in samaisus, and then again that's when it's fit to be eaten, and then you could eat in a normal way in one's house. Now in Halach Yizan, Rambam discussed regarding ruining the Shemitah produce. So mutal lakutz ilanus, you allow to cut trees, la'etzim, for firewood, but shvi is in the seventh year, kaidim shiyah ben peri, if there's no produce yet. of Mashiach last period, but if it started producing a fruit, Layokat says, you're not cut it down. Shem Av Sarichel, because you're ruining the Shemitah produce, where it's not going to be able to grow anymore. But then it says in the Pasuk, Lechem Lachl, for you to eat, which is V'leil Hasen, not to ruin. Now, Vimhoiti Peiris, let's say, produced fruits already. And the Gilo, in some Meisr, those fruits already reached the stage of Meisr's. So Mutalah cuts Isa. Now again, you let it cut the tree. Shari Hoytze Peiris already produced the fruits. Uvotl, then Shvizman, and therefore it stopped having a halacha of Shemitah on those trees. Halacha Yotches, Ome'emesa in Kaitzin Ne'ilum Ashviz. Now, from when can you not cut a tree in the Shemitah year? In other words, what's considered the making of a pre that it would be forbidden? So Cherubim regarding caribs is Mishi Yishalshul. It's when the fruits make a chain one to the other. Vagavan regarding grapes, from the grapevine, Mishigaru, when it makes garin, when it makes seeds inside. Vazesim olives, Mishinetsu, when you could see the bud on the top of the olive. Ushar kalanis, regarding all of the trees, Mishitsu baiser, when it starts bringing forth the unripe fruit. Now, Vein kaitzin es akofnias bashvias. One cannot cut the small immature dates in the Shemitah year, they should have to peri, again, because it's going to ruin the fruit, because ultimately it's going to end up growing into a full fruit. Now, the main darken liyasis tamur, but if it, the norm is that it doesn't make dates, elishiyatsis rather just makes a bud, so mutalakat zayis and kavnias, then you could cut it down when it's in that immature state, again, because it's not a pre, and it's not going to end up becoming into a pre. Halacha yitas, ein surf and tevin v'kashal shviz, now the burn, the straw, and the stubble of the Shemitah year, because it is fit for animal food, and Torah says it has to be la'achla, and you can't do anything else with it. Aval but masikin, but you could fuel a fire, begefes, with the refuse of olives, vizugin, and with the peels of grapes, shalshvis of the Shemitah year. Because that's like, let's consider like as wood, not like a food item at all, and it doesn't have the Shemitah sanctity. Halacha chav, merchatz, regarding a bathhouse, shahuska betevin v'kash shalshvis, which was heated up with the straw and the stubble of a Shemitah year, still mutar l'chutzpah, although we say you're not supposed to, you're allowed to bathe in there after the fact, because the straw and the stubble already got burnt up, I'm not concerned that you're going to burn more. And you can even do it besacher, even by paying for the bathhouse, even though it might look like doing business with Shemitah produce. Now, then Adam Chashvu, but if he's a distinguished individual, then also then it's forbidden. Because then they might go and now burn other things for him, because he have a pleasant fragrance. Then him to mafsid and perishri, it's going to come out that he's going to cause them, it's going to cause a loss of the Shemitah produce, and therefore he shouldn't bathe in such a bathhouse. Halacha chaf aleph, haklipin vagardinen, regarding the peels and the seeds, shemutarim b'chumalazarim, which the equivalent are permitted for non-kehanim when it's chumah produce. So the parallel in these halachas, in kedusha shviz chalalein, so to the shemitah sanctity does not take effect on those peels and those seeds. But in ke'etzim, it's going to have halacha like wood. Elim kenedurim letzviya, unless it's actually fit for dying, where then you're not allowed to ruin it by using it as fuel, even though normally you use it as fuel. Vakar, regarding hearts of palm, kedusha shviz chalalein, although it's really like a branch, but it's an edible part of the branch, and therefore the Shemitah sanctity of the Paris of Shemitah takes effect in it. Halacha chabez, hatzayru tevalon shel shviyas. If someone binds together the spices of a Shemitah year, v'nesel techa tafshel, and puts in this bundle of spices into a cooked dish. So in batel taimam, if their taste has already been nullified, sarei l'mutar l'chol davar, then you're allowed to use them for whatever you want to, because now it's like a piece of wood. But v'nesh bem tam, but if the taste still remains in them, so dain hem kedusha shviyas, they still have the Shemitah sanctity. Halacha chav gimel, ein nisin tevin v'kash shviyas. One is not allowed to place the straw in the stubble of the Shemitah year, loy lo techa kar, not into a pillow, loy lo techa tit, not into mud, because it's fit for animal food, like we said, and therefore you're not allowed to use it for anything but that. Now, v'nasin, if one did put it into the mud, harezik mavor, so then it's like already, like it was consumed, and it was already nullified from being used as animal food, and therefore it's permitted. Now, Tanur Shetziku b'devin b'kash shalshviyas, regarding an oven that was heated up with the straw and the stubble of the Shemitah year, which again we said you're not supposed to because it has to be used for animal food. So Yutzan, you have to let the oven cool down first, and you shouldn't bake any bread in over there because it was heated up in the prohibited state. Now, Umeshetayud Reviyashnia b'matzah shviyas. Now, however, once the second period of rains come down in the eighth year, in the year after the Shemitah, then Nenin b'serfin b'tevin b'kash shalshviyas, then you already start having benefit and burning the straw and the stubble of the seventh year, because at that point in time already, so then already the new sprouts have already grown for the animals, and therefore the straw from the previous year is not being used anymore for animal food, and therefore loses its sanctity, and therefore it's permitted like a piece of wood.